What's up, guys, girls, friends, family, hater army? Welcome back to another epic podcast from yours truly, Hayden Hader. It's a special podcast today, but before we dive into that particular subject, I just want to explain what this podcast is all about. If you're new to this podcast and if you've been here since the beginning, I just want you to know how much I appreciate you. And if you're new, thank you for hopping on this train, because it's going to be an amazing journey and we're going to help you reach whatever you want to reach in life. So welcome to the most amazing podcast on the planet. Dream big, that's right. So this podcast is about self-development, mindset, success, and the facets within success, including monetary, financial, family, having a good circle of friends, love, happiness, goal achieving, inspiration, motivation. So this podcast is all about you, all about helping you become the best version of yourself. And I'm a long-term entrepreneur. I've never had a job. I have been in business since a child and I haven't looked back since, only to tell you a few inspirational stories from my past, but that's the only time. And I currently own restaurants, property, and you know, I just want to share some valuable information with you. If you've been fortunate enough to take the elevator to the top, it's important to send it back down. So today I want to focus on happiness and how to be happy. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is how happiness starts from within. You know, in my younger years as a teen, I would always search elsewhere for happiness, searching for a new girl, or maybe I'd feel happier in that country or that country. And I was always chasing something to make me happy, but the truth is, happiness doesn't exist in those things. Happiness starts within ourselves. And a really key strategy to achieve happiness on a daily consistent basis is to practice gratitude. You know, it's important to have an attitude of gratitude, because we can often overlook how many blessings we're surrounded with. If we start to appreciate the little things and acknowledge how blessed we are, then it really puts us into more of a positive mindset, an optimistic state where we're able to thrive bigger and better. So here's what I recommend. Every single day, note down onto paper 20 different things you're grateful for. These can be small things, big things, as long as, you know, you acknowledge blessings around you. I'll give you a couple of examples. Maybe you're grateful that you have clean drinking water in your house. You know, a lot of us here in the UK or the USA, we take these things for granted. There's honestly people out there in the world who do not have access to clean drinking water, which is very sad. And, you know, we're able to complain about too many sugars or too much milk in our coffees sometimes. I mean, if we stop to appreciate the fact that, you know, we have clean drinking water, just as one little thing, like, we're so blessed. And I mean, it could be as small as that, you know, appreciating clean drinking water. It could be family members. It could be, you know, an achievement you've recently made. It could be, you know, I don't know, anything you can think of that you feel grateful for, note it down And I think it's an important daily practice to always do in life to keep consistently happy. So give that a try. That's what works for me. And I'd also suggest not to place your happiness in someone else's hands, meaning don't rely on others to make you happy. Happiness starts within you, and you honestly have to be comfortable within your own skin, and you have to be happy independently. It's okay to enjoy company, but you're in a really good place when you can love and appreciate the people around you but not need them. And to reach that level, you have to have not only financial independence, but, you know, emotional and spiritual independence. You have to be in a place where the actions of people around you just simply won't bother you because you're so independent and self-made. And I'm really, really blessed to be getting closer and closer to that stage every single day. You know, I love and appreciate the people around me, but I'm getting to a place where I feel like I don't need anybody. And for me, being that independent is such a wonderful feeling, and that makes me really happy. So, I also believe happiness comes from having a purpose and a sense of direction. Imagine when you sit into the car and you know exactly where you're going. Sometimes you enter the route on Google Maps or, you know, any other navigation system, and you drive to your destination. Life has to be like that. You have to have a goal in mind and you have to strive towards that goal. And if you don't, then you can get sucked up into other people's plans. You know, either you have your own plan or you become part of somebody else's plan. So it's important to have a purpose, a sense of direction. And a purpose honestly brings a lot of happiness and joy to life. So it's important to have multiple goals written down. It's important for you to strive towards those goals and be brave enough to go after them wholeheartedly and achieve those goals. So another key area that I've pleasantly found a lot of happiness is by altering my diet and nutrition. And people often overlook how important nutrition is and the role it plays in providing happiness. Let me give you a fact. 70% of serotonin, which is a hormone that makes you feel good, is made in the gut, and food goes through our gut, doesn't it? So if 70% of serotonin is made in the gut, can you imagine how low someone's serotonin must be if they're eating bad food, junk food, they're not getting vitamins, minerals, cruciferous vegetables, healthy fats, you know, complex carbohydrates? Often, more times than not, a bad diet, junk food, on a regular basis, even once by accident, it can cause depression, sadness, mood swings, anxiety. And it's a shame how a lot of these symptoms that are so common in our society nowadays, you know, they stem from a bad diet. But the thing is, people often don't identify how these occurrences come about and go to the doctor, and the doctor will prescribe medicines, pharmaceutical drugs, or, you know, label someone with a certain condition. the truth is, all of that can be avoided. There's nothing wrong with those things. I mean, in certain scenarios, people have to take pharmaceuticals. I understand that. And they do provide a benefit to some people. But for the majority, nutrition can honestly change your life for the better. It can improve your mood. Your skin will improve. You'll start to feel better. You're increasing the serotonin in your body, so you'll feel a lot happier. So honestly, make an extra effort to research into foods that will benefit you. Complex carbohydrates such as brown rice, sweet potato, oats, quinoa, healthy fats such as eggs, coconut oil, avocado, peanut butter, almonds, and you also want good sources of protein. Fish, salmon, chicken, preferably Pepe's Piri Piri chicken. Pepe's is the best. That's a plug right there, because I own Pepe's, for everyone that doesn't know. So I want to give you one more tip on how to be happy, and then we'll conclude this podcast, because I want to keep it as concise as possible and just get straight to the point. I don't like wasting words. I like getting straight to the point. I'm here to help provide as much value to you as possible. So another tip on how to be happy is exercise and training. It's proven that exercise and working out can release endorphins that will make you feel good, and it's a natural stress relief, and that's why, if I'm honest, it's become a positive habit in my life. It's something that I honestly can't live without. So I work out 7 days a week all year round. I might have the odd 1, 2, 3 days off per year, and if so, I'm still usually very active on those days. If I do take a day off, I just go to the mall and I walk around all day shopping and enjoying myself, but obviously being very active. I work walking quite a lot, so I am very active every day. For me, I have a combination of sports I play: boxing, mixed martial arts, tennis, football, running, and I'm an expert when it comes to fitness and nutrition, and you know, I'm a great weightlifter, so that's something I really, really enjoy. And if you combine two of the tips, you could maybe start working out and also set some goals within the fitness realm too. Maybe you want to lose 10 to 20 pounds. That will, you know, provide you with a sense of direction. And all of these areas I've mentioned today and tips can really benefit your life and improve your overall happiness and well-being. And, you know, I want to, you know, get my word out there and help people become the best they can be. For me, I've been blessed in my life enough to reach some big milestones, and I've experienced some great successes, and I notice the blessings around me, thank God. So I'm at the stage where I get a sense of a rewarding feeling by giving back. That's another area of where happiness comes from, and it can come from giving back to the people around you. It's important to never look down on someone, except when you're helping them up. So, on that note, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I appreciate you all. Please give this podcast a 5-star rating. And if you can write something kind, that will help me big time. I'd really appreciate that. Of course, this content comes to you free. I don't ask for anything in return. I honestly just want to give back. So please, if you could, leave me a positive 5-star review with some kind words, I'd be so thankful and so grateful. And also, I'll have another podcast episode coming up very soon. So I hope you look forward to that. And yeah, follow me on all other social media. You can find me on YouTube. Just search my name, Hayden Hader. And if you want to follow my Instagram journey, it's at Hayden Hader 1. You can also follow me on Twitter at Hayden Hader 1. And keep in touch, send me a message. I reply to every message, even if it seems like it's taken a day or so. I do reply to every message. So have a wonderful week ahead. Crush your goals, stay focused, stay optimistic, stay committed. Until next time, peace and love.